Hello, and welcome to another episode of Mindful Living Podcast, the podcast that delves into the timeless wisdom of growth and purpose, where we uncover the secrets to a meaningful life. I'm your host, Samuel Weto. Building on our discussion in the previous episode on the path to self-discovery, today we'll have a profound and enlightening topic to explore, and that is 5 things the Bible teaches about self-discovery. 5 things the Bible teaches about self-discovery. We will journey through the sacred scripture to discover valuable insights that can help you uncover the true self and live a more purposeful life. So, friends, grab a Bible, a notebook, and an open heart as you dive into this transformative discussion. Number one, the source of your identity. The scriptures spoke about this. Our first lesson from the Bible about self-discovery revolves around the understanding of our source, as it has to do with our identity. In the book of Psalms, it's written, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am fearfully and wonderfully made." This verse reminds us that we are unique creations, each with our own purpose and gifts. Understanding this would help us embrace our individuality and recognize our true worth. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. All right. Secondly, we see the power of reflection. The power of reflection. The Bible often encourages self-reflection, and in the book of Lamentation, we find the verse, "Let us examine our ways and test. Let us examine our ways and test them. Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord." You see, this teaches the importance of self-assessment and reflection on our actions, thoughts, and beliefs. It shows that self-reflection is a powerful tool for growth and self-discovery. And the scripture encourages this, as seen in Lamentation. Thirdly, the scripture spoke about finding purpose in service. Finding purpose in service. One of the most profound teachings in the Bible is about finding purpose through service to others. And in the book of Mark, Jesus said, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve." For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. This verse reminds us that our true self are often revealed when we selflessly serve other people, making it very important that one of the ways we can know who we are much deeply and what we've been designed to do will only come to us when we serve other people. So, you find purpose in service. Number four, the Bible spoke about overcoming fear and doubts. Overcoming fear and doubts. You see, fear and doubt can hinder our journey of self-discovery, no doubt. And in the Bible, we find a verse that says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and of love and of self-control. This encourages us to overcome our fears and doubts, which often obscure our true potential. And this strategy that Scripture provides is a great tool for us to conquer the obstacles on our path of self-discovery. And this is based on divine wisdom. And the fifth we'll talk about is forgiveness and self-acceptance. Forgiveness and self-acceptance. The Bible teaches us about the transformative power of forgiveness and self-acceptance. And in the book of Colossians, it says, "Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you." Let me take that again. It said, "Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you." You see, this shows the power in forgiving other people, and more importantly, forgiving ourselves. This is essential for embracing our true self and experiencing inner peace, which aids our growth. Dear friends, thank you again for joining me today on Mindful Living Podcast. In our podcast today, we've uncovered some profound lessons from the Bible about self-discovery. So remember, your identity is a unique creation. Reflection is a powerful tool. Service can reveal purpose. Fear and doubts can be overcome. And forgiveness leads to self-acceptance. I encourage you to explore these teachings further in your own very time. As you continue your journey of self-discovery, may this timeless principle, may this timeless wisdom nuggets guide you towards a meaningful and purposeful life. Stay tuned for more insightful episodes. Until next time, may you find wisdom in every step that you take. Again, thanks for listening to Mindful Living Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. You can also follow us on social media at Mindful Living, at Official Mindful Living, for updates and more inspiring content. Until next time, take care and may wisdom light your path.